today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
You're still my shepherd, Moses, but you are still nobody, but you're my nobody. You see, that's what God says to you and me. What's that in your hand? What is your experience? What is your background? Where are you? Well, I don't have. Oh, take where you are, that rod, what you have, your experience, and throw it down and give it to Him, and He'll tell you to pick it back up and be available to Him. How many places does God need people right now, where you are, your background, your experience, young or old alike, to say to the body of Christ, I'm here to serve, I'm ready to go. God is called, and I start at this place.
The truth is, you're always somebody when you're God's nobody. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young concludes his message, God Is, and shares how nothing is impossible when you serve the great I Am. So stay where you are. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins in just a moment. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we dive in, we're excited to let you know about a powerful resource from Dr. Young, his CD series, Know God by Name. It's our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging you and others with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy of Know God by Name, the CD series, and discover how to experience more of God in your life. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. That's winning to 41411. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Satan's Plan for Your Life.
Look at the next excuse that comes. Verse 13, then Moses said to God, behold, I am going to the sons of Israel, and I will say to them, the God of your fathers, the God of yesterday, has sent me to you, but now they will say to me, what is his name? What will I say to them? Verse 14, God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent you. What is he saying? He's saying, I go to the fathers. He's talking to the Jews now, the elders who are in charge of all of those people there. He says, and I tell them, I come in the name of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's the God that spoke to me. He said, that won't get it. I need a new revelation. I need that secret name, that culture name, that cult name, that family name that is not even spoken. And what is that name? And God said, my name is I am who I am. I am the is. I am the givenness. I am God who not just is the creator and God who was all the rest, I am the eternal God, the changeless God. I am, literate means I am, remember that? Well, what am I going to, who else tells, sent me? What is your name? What is the God who spoke to you and says you're to liberate us? And Moses says, the God who liberated me, his name is breath, life, eternity. And then God says, they will get that. I am. Tell them, I am. There's no apologetics. You know, this is who I am. This is what I ought to be. This is the evidence of God. I am. Now, we see this I am in redemption. We see it in Leviticus. The first seven chapters talking about sacrifice in that day that had to be made where someone could be right with God. In that first seven chapters, you have the name Yahweh mentioned 86 times. Then the great 16th chapter on the Day of Atonement is described there. You have Yahweh mentioned 12 times. What is this? This Yahweh is a God who saves and a God who redeems. And this same Yahweh, this same I am, we meet him in the redemption process in the New Testament. Remember when Jesus was debating with the folks and they talking about Abraham, and Jesus said before Abraham, I am? That's what just staggered the Jewish order. You're claiming to be Yahweh? I am. Then in John chapter 6 through John chapter 15, there's all those claims of Jesus, those I am. He says, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Oh, he moves on. He says, I'm the bread of life. I'm the door to the sheepfold. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. In other contexts, he said, I am Alpha and I am Omega. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is the I am that you see all the way through. This is Yahweh, the great I am. Jesus came and he was and is Yahweh with flesh on when he was in this world. Yahweh, the family name, the ultimate total revelation of God, the best we can see from a human perspective and the best that we can understand. Remember, all the other names are descriptive names telling us the nature and character of God, but his real name is a name. I am that I am. I am Ha, Ha. Now we see. God gave to Moses more credentials. But then Moses offers another excuse. What kind of guy is this Moses? Man, look over here in chapter 4. He still doesn't want to go and respond to the call of God. Verse 4, then Moses said, what if they will not believe me or listen to me? Now that is a tough question because I didn't read you the verse. But God just told him back in verse 18, God said, they will pay heed to what you say. And then, man, just a few verses later, Moses said, oh, Lord, what if they will not believe me or listen to what I say? For they may say, the Lord has not appeared to you. See, Moses understood this assignment, this call. Man, he had to go back to Egypt. He had to go back before Pharaoh. He'd have to take all the elders of the Jews with him. He'd have to say those simple words, hey, let my people go. 1.5 to 2 million people that are keeping the engine of the economy of Egypt going. Let my people go. No small assignment. Moses understood that much. And now he says, hey, I need some more credentials. They may not believe me. And then we see the first time in the Bible, really, signs and wonders. What's a wonder and what's a sign? A wonder is, a wonder gets our attention. That's all it does. It gets our attention. And then a sign points to something beyond itself in the future. See? Ha! We get our attention. Then that's the wonder. That gives, and then a sign points beyond that. And here we have these signs that are given to Moses. Remember what we're doing. He's trying to get some credentials here. And he gives these signs. And what are they? The first sign, God says to him, Moses, yes, Lord, what's that in your hand? It's a rod. Well, Moses, throw that rod down. Man, that rod had been in his hand. That was a shepherd's crook, a shepherd's rod, a shepherd's staff. Man, he had fought off animals to protect the sheep. Be sure of that. He had gone and pulled some sheep out of some ravines with that rod. He had used that rod all his shepherding ministry. And so he says, throw down that rod. And Moses threw down that rod. It became a snake. Then God says, pick that snake up by the tail. He picked up that snake by the tail. It became a rod. A staff again. What is that all about? It is a sign that Moses could show and was shown to the elders of Israel. Said, when I get before Pharaoh, they will see that when I control the snakes. Snakes were big in Egypt. Most of the pagan cults and other religions worship snakes. The Pharaoh of Egypt had a cobra on his crown. And the snake, if Moses could control the snake and the figure of the snake, this was a sign that he can control the political power in Egypt as well as the religions of Egypt. The Jewish elders would see that in that magician's trick, as it were, in that sign.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and there's more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. But first, we want to make sure you know about Dr. Young's powerful CD series, Know God by Name. It's our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging you and others with the proven truth of God's Word. So call today to get your copy and discover how to experience more of God in your life. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now, here's a sneak peek at the teaching coming up after the break.
He said, Lord, I'm a stutterer. I can't talk. I'm a stutterer. You know what God says? Simple. He says, Moses, I am Elohim. I am the creator of your mouth, and I'll put words in your mouth.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is winningwalk. That's winningwalk. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with more of today's message, God Is.
The next sign, he said, take your hand, Moses, put it inside your bosom. Put it inside. Moses took his hand, put it inside. He said, pull it out. His hand was a leper. He was a leper. By the way, in that day, leprosy was not cured. Today, leprosy is cured. It really is. How many know what cures leprosy? Would you lift your hand? Boy. Sulfur drug. Isn't it? Sulfur. Anybody gets leprosy, they give them a little sulfur drug, well, they're fine. Any case of leprosy now in the United States has come from handling or eating an armadillo. You better get checked out, Keith. But just don't think about that. But what was this all about? What was this a sign of? This was a sign of leprosy was so pervasive in Egypt that even this God who was sending him, this Yahweh, could heal diseases. Or maybe because there's so much typology here, if you're a biblical student, it could be that Moses' hand went in and he felt how leprous his heart was and how leprous was the heart of the people in Egypt and even the Jewish heart. And when he pulled that hand out, it was leprous. When he put it back in, it came out clean. A picture of the leprous heart and how God can clean a heart. That would be a powerful sign of what was yet to be. And what was the third sign? He said, man, if they don't listen to you now, Moses, they don't believe you're sent from me. Take some water out of the Nile and pour it on ground and the water become blood. Now, that would shake up the Egyptians because the Nile River was worshipped. It was their livelihood. It was the reason for their prosperity. As all that red mud and clay washes down the Nile and it becomes black dirt, the richest soil on the planet. And that's why they were affluent. That's why they were wealthy. That's why they were powerful. It was from the Nile. The Nile was worshiped. It was the God, the primary source of everything Egypt was. And if Moses could handle and affect the Nile, whoa, the Jews saw he'd be a powerful, powerful instrument of God. So he has these three signs. You'd think, well, Moses, I mean, surely God's going to be with you. He's given you that special name, that name Yahweh. And he said, hey, they'll believe you. Here are three signs that you can prove it. But Moses isn't through. I mean, what kind of guy is this Moses? I'm telling you, look at him. Then Moses said to the Lord, verse 10, please, Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither recently nor in time past. And since you have spoken to your servant, for I am so slow of speech. And he said, Lord, I'm a stutterer. When I get there before Pharaoh in that court, I mean, I know all the procedures. I was brought up there, but I mean, I'm overwhelmed. I can't talk. I'm a stutterer. You know what God says? Simple. He says, Moses, hey, I am Elohim. I am the creator of your mouth, and I'll put words in your mouth. Yeah. Surely Moses now has got every question answered. But then he goes and says in the next verse, and I'll not read it, he says, get somebody else to do it. Doesn't these excuses sound like some we have given? Lord, I'm not anybody. That's not the question. Lord, I don't have enough knowledge. I don't know enough names. I don't know enough theology. I don't know enough Bible. How can you use me? We said all that. Then we say, well, no, the people won't believe me when I've really come to God and come to Christ and I've picked up that rod. They won't believe me. And then, you know, I don't have the words to explain, understand all this. And God answers all of that and all of that and all of that. And then Moses says, get somebody else. This is the first time you read God. It says God burns. God is hot. He is hot with Moses. But he says, Moses, look. You got a brother named Aaron. Is he not eloquent? Oh, yeah. Can he not speak? He's great. Tell you what, Moses, I'm still going to speak to you, and you stutter to Aaron what I'm telling you, and let Aaron speak. By the way, you read the book of Deuteronomy, you discover that Aaron became the priestly tribe, of course, became the priest, and Moses became an eloquent, powerful orator, but that's in the future. But notice the next thing God says to Aaron. He says, by the way, Moses, Aaron is on his way to meet you. Have you noticed when God calls you and you break through and all of a sudden God's also working on the other side? Well, they'll never understand. God's working over there as he's working with you and work with me. Respond to the call, and somehow there is a meeting there. Boy, how patient God was with Moses, right? This call. I mean, how, can you believe how patient? I mean, God has been more patient with Moses than anybody who has ever lived except for me, except for you. Has he not? But he just keeps on calling. He just keeps on calling. Finally, Moses had run out of excuses. God had answered every one of them, over-answered every one of them. Now, how would Moses end this up? Maybe he'd summarize all this and say to Moses, Moses, don't you see you're more prepared to be the deliverer and the leader than anybody on this earth? Is there any Jewish boy who was brought up in Pharaoh's court who speaks the Egyptian language, who knows their culture, who was seeped in it for 40 years? Is there anybody else who's been in the backside of nowhere? You have been somebody, and now you have been nobody as a shepherd there being broken and humble and learning my truth and seeing that burning bush. Now, Moses, because you have been a somebody for 40 years and you've been a nobody for 40 years, you're ready to be my nobody. That's what God said. You're ready to be God's nobody. Moses, last thing he says, verse 17, Moses, pick up your staff. But I'm not going to be a shepherd. Oh, yes, you are, Moses. You think those sheep were stubborn. Where do you lead those Hebrews out in the promised land?
Today's message is titled, God Is, and it will continue in just a moment. But right now, we want to tell you about a powerful resource from Dr. Young. It's his CD series, Know God by Name. This resource shows you how to experience more of God in your life by getting to know His unique names in Scripture. Know God by Name is our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging you and others with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy of the Know God by Name CD series. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns after this short break. Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Visit our website for resources to help you walk the winning walk with Christ. Visit winningwalk.org. You can also request prayer, stream messages 24/7, and learn more about Dr. Young. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional when you go to winningwalk.org. And if you're on Twitter, follow us for more daily encouragement. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now, once again, here's Dr. Ed Young to continue today's message, God Is.
Look how you're going to provide water. That rod, you're going to lift up the serpent in the wilderness when all the sickness come. You're going to use that rod. You're still my shepherd, Moses, but you are still nobody, but you're my nobody. You see, that's what God says to you and me. What's that in your hand? What is your experience? What is your background? Where are you? Well, I don't have. Oh, take where you are, that rod, what you have, your experience, and throw it down and give it to him, and he'll tell you to pick it back up and be available to him. How many places does God need people right now, where you are, your background, your experience, young or old alike, to say to the body of Christ, I'm here. I'm here to serve. I'm ready to go. God has called, and I start at this place.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Now, it's great to have Dr. Young here in the studio with us to answer a couple of questions today. So let me ask you, Dr. Young, has there ever been a time in your life when you doubted that God could use you?
Well, just about every day. That's really true. You know, as you walk with him and seek to walk with him, and you still stumble and fall and say, Lord, why did I not see that? Why did I not make that call or visit that person? Why did I go by on the other side and not notice? And so every day you wonder, God, what do you see here? You know, what do you got? So the usability in a life comes by daily submission and brokenness in a life. And therefore, I'm always amazed as God uses me. People think that those in my profession, God use you as you preach and as you teach and before many people or a few people. Well, I pray that's true. But, you know, when we live out a little bit of our preaching and teaching, that's probably when God uses us the best. Among our family, among our friends, wherever we go, around our lifestyle, that's when God probably uses us best, and we know it the least, and we don't understand it, but that's been my experience. So I'm always amazed when God uses me, and I believe that how God uses you and uses me, we'll not even understand it until we all get to heaven.
Thank you, Dr. Young. You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope today's program encouraged you in your own winning walk with Christ, and we'd like to help you further by sending you Dr. Young's powerful CD series, Know God by Name. It's our way to say thanks for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging you and others with the proven truth of God's Word. So call today to get your copy of Know God by Name, the CD series, and discover how to experience more of God in your life. Call 1-800-350-WALK. That's 1-800-350-9255. And you can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Tune in tomorrow as Dr. Young shares about how to experience God's healing in your life.
Winning Walk is a listener-supported ministry. Your prayers and financial support enable Dr. Young to be heard on this station. Write us at Winning Walk, Box 3366, Houston, Texas, 77253. That's Box 3366, Houston, Texas, 77253.